virus were spreading it to nearly everyone they encountered. This could spread everywhere. Most people didn't understand. They didn't grasp the frightening math of the exponential. The laws of probability were clear. It would move fast. Half the world could become infected. The steps taken by most governments weren't nearly enough to contain it. Ackman saw a black hole of doom menacing the future. A global depression, millions dead around the world, including the death of as many as 1 million Americans. It was simple math. On January 30th, the World Health Organization declared that the outbreak of the deadly novel coronavirus constituted a global health emergency. Despite the mounting alarm, WHO urged countries to avoid travel restrictions. This is the time for science, not rumors, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said. Ackman was incredulous as people continued to travel blithely across borders. The final straw was Milan Fashion Week, which took place in February despite a severe outbreak of coronavirus in northern Italy. All those fucking fashionistas were going to jet back to their densely populated cities all around the world and spread the virus everywhere. It's over, thought Ackman, founder and chief executive of the activist New York hedge fund Pershing Square Capital Management. The virus has escaped to the world. He began to think hard about the billions of dollars worth of investments his firm owned. Should he sell it all? Would the global economy crash? He was a big owner of Hilton stock. Hotels would go to zero if we didn't get a grip on this pandemic. He had another big position in Chipotle, the Mexican fast food chain. Another time bomb. As he scanned his portfolio, he saw a powder keg of risk. It could blow up. It all seemed trivial compared to the mass death he saw coming. But it was his job. Selling it all felt wrong. Pershing Square was a long-term investor, and he believed in the underlying strength of the companies he owned, in a normal world. But the world wasn't normal anymore. He started calling executives at some of the world's largest financial institutions to find out if they shared his concerns. None did. He emailed Warren Buffett, whom he considered a mentor in the realm of value investing, and told him he was going to have to cancel Berkshire Hathaway's much-ballyhooed annual meeting, scheduled for early May, because of the coming plague. The all-seeing Oracle of Omaha reacted as if Ackman were smoking something. Buffett canceled the meeting mid-March. One day in early February, Ackman was in a one-on-one meeting in a conference room in Pershing Square's Midtown Manhattan office explaining his concerns about the virus. The other person started coughing, and Ackman rushed from the room in a panic. He was getting scared about his personal risk and the risk that he could expose his elderly father to the disease. He also began to realize that he was putting his own employees at risk by continuing operations at Pershing Square. He decided to shut down the office and tell everyone to work from home. Rather than blame the virus, which he worried might spook employees who weren't aware of the threat they faced, he said it was going to be a short-term disaster recovery test. Secretly, he feared the firm might not return to the office full-time for a year, if not more. On Sunday, February 23rd, the silver-haired 50-year-old investor began looking for a way to protect his firm and his investors from what he increasingly believed was a fast-moving worldwide disaster. He'd made similar moves before in times of chaos. In the global financial crisis of 2008, Ackman had made a jackpot betting against companies exposed to the crumbling U.S. housing market, such as U.S. lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He thought the COVID-19 crisis could make 2008 look like a lazy stroll in the park. Scanning the market for a way out, he noticed bond markets weren't reflecting the same risk he saw. Not remotely. The economy had been so steady for so long, it seemed investors couldn't imagine its one-way funhouse ascent could change course. To Ackman, that meant an opportunity. He could bet against bundles of bonds grouped together in indexes, just like the Dow Jones Industrial Average is a bundle of 30 large companies. If the bond indexes fell just a little, he might lose it all. If they crashed, he'd make a fortune. It would be a giant bet on chaos. Ackman quickly built up a massive position. He purchased insurance contracts known as credit default swaps on $42 billion in U.S. investment-grade debt, more than $20 billion in an index of European debt, and a $3 billion position in junk bonds. In all, he had insurance tied to $71 billion of corporate debt. It cost Ackman a mere 26